Okay, thank you everybody for coming today. It's an exciting day. Thank you for coming out here to our studios. My name's Todd Robbins. I'm the lead investor for Grand Slam Sports LLC. On behalf of the Grand Slam Sports investment team, comprised of myself, Jeff Smith, Lucy Mitchell, Colonel Retired Robert Johnson, Lieutenant Colonel Retired Wilt Bill Howard, Orlando Pace, Dr. Rick Lehman, I don't miss anybody, Dan McLaughlin, Roland Williams, as well as Ms. Gessling. We'd like to thank you for coming and sharing this exciting news. First off, before we go any further, I'd like to thank Ms. Katie Pavlonis for the last 15 months. We brought her in here to be our sales manager, and she was quickly thrust into a general management position where you had that powerful group, investment group, breathing down her neck to try to keep this ship afloat. And we can't thank her for her dedication and her personal sacrifice for everything that she's done to make it to where we are today. And we're very excited that she's going to remain on with us as our sales manager, going back to what she does best. And so we're excited to see what she can do for us, because we put her in some tough spots. So thank you, Katie, right off. I'd like to address many of the rumors in the media that the investment group was out seeking to sell the stations, looking for management agreements, and sort of in a fire sale. Well, it's not true. This group, investment group, believes in this product. We're dedicated to this product. And we were entertaining a lot of sales offers. We were entertaining a lot of management agreement offers. And quite frankly, turned a lot of them down. Turned all of them down until we had this gentleman to my left walk through the door and said, hey, I have an idea. Different and exciting and exhilarating to all of us. Basically, as our good friend Mr. Dan Caesar has coined it, the Marshall Plan. And we sat and discussed it amongst our executive committee, and we just thought it was an absolute right time to make a big change here, not only in St. Louis, but potentially changes across the media marketplace with 590 the man, 1380 the woman. We know that this Marshall Plan is getting some play, and so we might as well play on it a little bit. But of course, the Marshall Plan technically was the European Recovery Program of 1948. So after World War II, you know, the goals of the United States were to rebuild a devastated region, remove trade barriers, modernize industry, and make Europe prosperous again. Well, Dan came into us with the Dan Marshall Plan, and he set similar goals for Grand Slam Sports. Rebuild and rejuvenate our stations devastated by former regimes. Re-energize our sales, modernize our format for today's listeners, and to make 590 the man and 1380 the woman not only prosperous, but programming sought out by the masses. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Dan Marshall, not only as our president, responsible for day-to-day operations, programming, formatting, the whole deal, but as well as welcoming him to the investment team. And we're excited about what the future has. And so we welcome not only you, but your family to this great organization.
Thank you very much, Todd. don't know what to say except for I'm very humbled and honored to basically for you to give me the reins to this ship. The stations, the ideas that we have are going to be very successful. And the first thing is that when we talked about it, the woman station was just something that hit me like a bolt of lightning. You know, women control 70% of the purchasing power in the United States. And there is not a woman talk radio station in the United States that is run by women, women on the air, that talk about women issues to women. I'm so excited about this station. Our advertising partners are thrilled about this station. So it's a great way to basically reach women audience. And it's going to be very, very powerful. We have a great, exciting lineup. Of course, we're putting it together still, like everything else. But we do have some commitments, and the show lineups are going to be just fantastic. But enough about the women. But we always want to give the women the first thing. The man station, we're very excited about this also because one of the things men listen to more than just sports. Okay, sports is a part of it. But my theory is that men want to talk about what I call man talk or whatever, other issues besides just sports. Now, will sports be a part of it? Of course, men are always going to be talking about sports. Hockey, baseball. I'm a sports freak myself, so we will be talking about sports still on the station, but it will incorporate other things also. And one of the things that I want to talk about right now is I want to jump back to the women's station. When I talk about it being run by women and all that kind of stuff, I want to introduce someone to the team. Robin Jackson is going to be the general manager, vice president, general manager of 1380 The Woman. She's the one sitting right here to the left of me. And Robin has such an extensive history in the industry. And when I was thinking the whole time about who could I turn over the reins to this woman station, who do I want? And it just kept popping in my mind, Robin Jackson. And it just like every time I thought, Robin Jackson, she's perfect. My challenge was to get her to come out of the semi-retirement business and actually come back to work. So I called her and I said, Robin, you ready to come back to work? And I mean, really work? And then she's like, what is it, Dan? I was like, I want to launch the first woman radio station. And she's like, okay. So that's how it all happened. It was very interesting, and she's very excited to do it. And, of course, do you want to say anything, Robin?
I'm very honored and excited with this new challenge. The timing is perfect for me in my life to take on this challenge, and I'm really looking forward to bringing a voice of women to St. Louis. I think it's something that has been lacking, and you know, we're putting together a dynamic group of women that will talk to women, reach women, and hopefully bring some really exciting things and topics and events even to the St. Louis market. So again, thank you. I'm glad to be part of the family, and I look forward to everything that we're going to do together.
You're welcome. I'm very excited to have you part of the team. I know you're going to kill it for us. Next, what I'd like to do now is talk a little bit about the man station, and we have a few announcements for the man station. I've been extensive in talks for at least 2 to 3 months trying to put together who could I find in St. Louis market that could move and make and put on a fantastic radio show for the afternoon drive time. And a couple names just kept, again, popping in my head that I've dealt with in the past that I know, and I know that can do a great radio show. It's the first time we're combining them together in St. Louis radio, so it's going to be, I'm proud to announce the Smash and Twist show is going to be on from 3 to 6 on The Man, and I just want to get some comments and introduce them. And Twist, if you want to say anything.
On behalf of myself and Smash, I'd like to thank Dan, Todd also, and the investment group for entrusting us to take your 3 to 6. Entrusting is a very large word, I'm sure. The visions that I have, and Smash also, The Man Show. What do men do? Well, that's a big question. I think we're going to bring to the table an opportunity for St. Louis to have two celebrities, two individuals who have, over the course of our years, built a great fan base. And that fan base is built upon not only what we've done in the community, but what we've done outside of the community, what we've built here in St. Louis. And we're going to bring the manly point of view. What is a man? Well, an interesting, the male gender, an interesting species in the human form. I think if said that very complex or simple, depending on who you speak to, I think we're going to be able to bring to the table some of those complexities and bring to the table some of the simplicities and do it with some enthusiasm, some energy, some excitement, and some edge, some spice, and some class. And I think with that said, to catapult off of what Dan was just saying, what is the man station going to be? It's going to be about men. It's about measuring but it's going to be about sports, but it's be much more than that. Now, of course, we all know what men do and how they do it. We know what measuring is. It's got many different connotations to it, and sports speaks alone by itself. I think that between myself and Smash, we're going to bring in all that together. I think we have the ability to bring not only a very strong, manly point of view, do it some edge, and I mean some right dipping our toes in the water, but not getting too far in, and keeping our listeners engaged, doing right by our investors and the ownership group and the people who sponsor our shows, and do it with some enthusiasm. And I think because of what Smash and I bring to the table here in St. Louis, an opportunity for us to build here in St. Louis and expand somewhere else, because not only what we're capable of, what we've done here, but to take it somewhere else because of our personalities, the enthusiasm, and the backing that we have here with 590.
Thank you very much, Smash. Would you like to say anything?
Microphone? I didn't even think it was on, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Bob. And so when I had the opportunity to jump on here with Twister, I said, yeah, that's going to be a killer show, because I know it's going to be a killer show because of the way we bounce off each other, just from interviews on the air. And then we've done many, many gigs together, motorcycle gigs, gigs for responder rescue, so we know how to play off of each other, and the chemistry is already there. That's the beauty of the whole situation. Oftentimes, you have to spend a lot of time building chemistry. That's already there. I know Dan Marshall from my days endorsing Marshall Wireless back when I was on the air, and I know the kind of man he is, and I know the kind of character that he has. I don't say that because he's here, because I've got to an age where I don't have to worry about what I say anymore, because I just say the truth, and if you can't handle the truth, then back to the move. So, anyway, I'm in on this whole deal. What we're going to provide in the afternoon is a show that has an entertainment value that provides influence. In the early days, we're going to be as influential as we can. The ratings are not necessarily as strong as they need to be, and this comes from my days when I was at DC 101. I came to do afternoons at DC 101 with Howard Stern. In the morning, Smash in the afternoon, they fired Stern. First day I was there, I took over for Stern for a couple months and brought in Grease Man. We had no numbers. It was zero. So it took about a year to start getting the numbers. But I saw in that year how you can sell personality, how you can sell influence. That is the call letters of the radio station, 590 AM. Got strong call letters here in this town. People are very, very familiar with that. But if you put that together with selling right kind of show with the right kind of entertainment value, you influence your listeners to go to the sponsor's products, and you influence your sponsors to say, yeah, I want to be on here because I know the listener's going to respond. You get them to the door, you sell them when they get there. That's the kind of show we're going to provide, something that's entertaining for the listener and something that's productive for the sponsor. And in the early days, it's all about rolling in the cash as far as the business side is concerned. But the other side is we're going to have a lot of fun. Everything that man I might have interest in, all the way from his feminine side to his badass side. All right? And everything in between right there. That's going to be easy. not so soon.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Smash. That was awesome. Now, following the Smash, we are so pleased. I am so pleased. One of my favorite people, he never knew it till I met him the other day, but one of my favorite people in St. Louis that I just had a pleasure to meet, actually for the first time, is going to be the 6 to 8 hour show following this to keep the day part moving. And one of the things I told this person is, of course, the great Jack Clark from 6 to 8. He's going to be Jack the Ripper show. And I'm just so excited. The station's so excited to have him a part of it. And then Jack actually stepped up to the plate and said to me, he says, hey, you know, I'll do your post-game show for you. I'm like, really? I said, you know, I was like, I didn't even really think that to ask him because I'm like just so honored that he wants to do a show for us. But he's been a great partner to the station over the years, and I just think he's really – bought in to help the station, and we're just excited as can be to have him part of it because Jack is what I call the man's man. And what I mean by that is I told him, I said, just do your show, Jack. Just be you. That's what I want out of you. So anyway, no further ado, I want to introduce Jack Clark for the Jack Clark Show. We're excited as heck to have him.
Well, thanks, Dan, and congratulations to you. Congratulations to I'm excited to be part of this group up here. Before we start, though, I'd like to, again, when you start, thank Katie Pavlonis and
yes.
her staff, everybody here, for the job over the last, I'll tell you what, that's been a handful, you know, trying, and we've all worked, you know, individually and collectively and
yes.
Stood on our own 2 feet, you know, trying to help out this station to get to this point. So we're excited to have you, Dan, on board now and take us to that next level. I'm excited to take my show to another level now. Like I said, I've been here for, you know, over a year now and become friends with a lot of people. Obviously, a lot of people in St. Louis here remember guys like Tony and myself and Smash, you know, for being local guys, first of all, and, you know, things that we've accomplished. This is a show-me state, and I think we've, you know, showed a lot over the years, you know,
as far as,
you know, the kind of people we are. The kind of men we are as far as we'll speak our mind, even against our own peers a lot of times, it pisses them off, and too bad, you know? I mean, because
that's what I love about it.
It's real, and I think enough of the kind of holding everybody's hand, it's time to just kind of lay it out there on the line. I like the opportunity to talk sports. You know, obviously, I love the Cardinals, love the Blues, love the Rams, you know, the Mizzou, everything that's going on with SLU basketball. Congratulations to all of them. And so we have opportunity to talk about that, but with Cardinal baseball right around the corner, it's going to be an interesting year, and being able to talk a little bit about that pregame, people going to the ballpark and being part of that, and then also, you know, postgame, what's going on after that. We'll be downtown a lot, you know, with
yes.
you and with your RV. They'll be down there, parked somewhere on the streets, and we'll be down there part of that. So, you know, I'm just looking for the opportunity
with
to
our,
talk to that.
Yeah,
and also. And like these guys are saying, you know, 6 to 8, the game's going to be started. But I have an opportunity now to talk a little bit about things in my life. We were talking a little bit, you know, motorcycles, motorcycle accident, how that affected my life, fun that we've had, drag racing, fishing, you know, Hall of Famers from all different sports. And not just asking about something about baseball, about something other. And women also, as far as... in sports, it's not just – and last year, you know, I had a number of women on our show, from Shirley Chacho Maldani to John Force's daughter, who climbed into that Traxxas Top Fuel Funny Car, you know, going 330 miles an hour. A 19-year-old has never gone – you know, just barely got her license, you know. So, you know, just kind of – I'm involved with Gateway Motorsports Park and hopefully some we're going to be involved with the new go-kart track that's out there as our title sponsor. So – just looking forward to the opportunity to be part for everybody in here. I'm just glad finally. I feel like I'm home. I feel like I have a home. I've been wanting to have a home and a place to call home. You know, I've been jumping around for years from TV to different stations. There's deals. There's no deals. They can afford it. They can't. You know, and I finally feel like, you know, I'm someplace that I can, you know, lay my head at night and be excited. I was very excited about the show that we were doing. And, you know, I'm going to get back started with that today, you know, from 4 to 6 until May 1st till we get started. And I'm excited about the new opportunities. And it should be exciting. There's a lot of information that I've held in over the years, even though I'm pretty outspoken. And I can't wait to let some folks hear about some of the goods that I've been holding in, man.
That's fantastic. We can't wait to hear it. Also, I want to announce, of course, Frank Cusimano, the hallmark of St. Louis sports stuff, radio, TV, everything. He's going to be kept on. And Frank, you want to come up here and talk for a little bit about your show? And Frank, of course, will be kept on here, and he's going to continue his show. So if you want to just say a few words about the excitement of being in part of the station.
Well, I'm just real excited to... They can't really get me out of here. I've been here for 20 years and hope to be here for another 20 more years. You know, I appreciate Katie for keeping this thing together. And, you know, now that with Dan and our great ownership group, you know, we think we can go to the next level. We have star quality and our three men right here. And I know we have talent here. We just got to sell the hell out of the product and work like a dog to make it the best product possible. I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Frank. And I want to thank personally Katie. She has helped me so much on just getting this up and getting me up to speed and telling me what's been going on, blah, blah, blah. Like I told her, I said, I'm going to lean on you a lot, Katie. It's, you know, you're my right-hand man. We got to make this work. Right-hand woman, not man. But we got to make this work together. It's going to take a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication. She's ready to go. She's very excited about actually getting the sales team and getting the numbers and all that stuff and getting work on doing that. And like I told her, I said, I'm very excited about it. I love sales. I'll be going out on calls with them, you know, talking to the future partners, our advertising partners. We've heard, you know, we haven't even announced anything about the woman format or anything like that, and we have had such a positive response from our advertising partners already, people wanting to get involved with that station, wanting to get involved with it. The man, we've had nothing but positive feedback from our sales staff talking to our clients. This is really just starting. It's going to be a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, but I believe we have the staff, we have the talent now to put the content out there, and we are going to be very, very successful. That's all I can say.
No, I'd like one more time just to welcome everyone, yes, that all the new people that we have coming in. And yes, I know that there's been some announcements with our morning show and some, yep, changes there we haven't talked about. But if you can see the enthusiasm, I think that's been missing here for a long time. I think missing in the radio business as well. This is different. This is new. This is change. Change is hard. Change is difficult. But the majority of the time, the opposite side of change is a golden goose. And I think as long as we stay focused with where we're at and continue to go for that common goal of success and being back and branded that this is the station that people turn to. They turn to 590. They turn to 1380. And that is what we want. I think we've weared away from that a little bit, and we got to get back there. When they see the big old RV downtown, they're going to know who 590 the man is. They're going to know 1380 the woman, and they're going to know everyone involved with it. And I truly believe that we've said it numerous times, but the people that have hung with this organization over the last 15 months, you know, Mike Calvin and Scott and Brendan and all the people behind the scenes that you just don't see every day. We as an investment group can't thank you enough for everything you've done and the personal sacrifices that these people have made. I mean, they have run on a shoestring, they have run tight, they have sacrificed their time and their families to make this product work. The Dan Marshall Plan is in effect. Execute. I salute you. Move out.
Thank you.
Conquer.
One other thing I do want to talk about. I do believe in charity, and I do believe in giving back to the community. And one of the things that this station will do that's different than any other radio stations, I think, in St. Louis is we're going to donate time on our times that we don't use the station or where it's not a profitable thing for us to do or whatever. And it's going to be Sunday mornings. It's going to be called Donating Back to the Community Charity. Now, how that will happen, we haven't yet worked out, but I do believe in it. And I've already reached out to some people, actually trying to talk to trying to talk to some people about it. But anyway, I want to talk about it's going to be to community, and I mean by either preachers, politicians. Like, I could imagine a Sunday morning show on 590 The Man to where there's a Representative Clay has a talk show where he could talk to people, or where the mayor Slay would have an hour, or, you know, we'd have a gospel, or we'd have a preacher, something like that. That's what I'm talking about, to where these people that are citizens of this community would have someone to talk to and hear from their people that are representing them, to where they would have actual access to the representatives that are speaking to them. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about charity and the community of the station. We want to give back to the community. We want to be to help any charity out any way we possibly can, and we will be involved with the community very much at this station. That's all I can really, that's what I want to say about that. I almost forgot. It was a very important part of today's announcement. Thank you guys all for coming. I want to thank everybody. Like Todd said, if Todd is better at knowing everyone's name here and mentioning everybody that's been sticking by for the past 15 months. But trust me, I thank you all for keeping this ship afloat. And I'm telling you, it's going to rise. We're Phoenix, and we're going to rise from the ashes. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you for coming.